G'day. Good news is always worth sharing, and this has been a really good week. That said, there's not actually too much I can say. You see, I had a brilliant work week. I'm mindful of not sharing too much about work. As an Australian public servant and a member of the senior executive service, we're reminded appropriately that at all times we must conduct ourselves in a way that maintains the integrity of what we do. What that means is, I should not publicly discuss matters that relate to the policy areas I'm actively engaged in. While some colleagues see that as a restriction, I see it as a freedom. It's why I feel comfortable with this blog, my food blog, Yummy Lummy, and my professional blog and podcast, the Medical Fun Facts podcast. Last Friday, we welcomed evaluators from WHO who came to evaluate Australia's compliance with the international health regulations and specifically the core capacities. This is part of the joint external evaluation process that WHO has been undertaking since the recent change from self-assessment to external assessment. We had evaluators from WHO HQ in Geneva, WHO WIPRO in Manila, WHO One Health Office Geneva, the OIE in Italy, the USA, Canada, Japan, China, and New Zealand. The IHR core capacities are those required to detect, assess, notify, and report events and respond to public health risks and emergencies of national and international concern, as stipulated in Articles 5 and 13 and Annex 1 of the regulations. It was really great meeting with the external evaluation team on Friday. Over the weekend, members of the JEE team, plus colleagues from the department, spent time reviewing external sites relevant to the core capacities. On Monday, my focus was on routine work and a special stakeholder meeting relating to a very important part of what I do in the department. However, on Tuesday, the process of formal evaluation took place and began in earnest. This involved 19 separate panel sessions covering all of the core capacities. I had the privilege of chairing 4 sessions, which meant I got to present information on those core capacities. I was really happy to be able to speak about Australia's capability and capacity in 1, our national laboratory system, 2, biosafety and biosecurity, or what I prefer to describe as pathogen security, 3, linking public health and security agencies, and 4, radiation emergencies. These are all areas I feel passionately about and for which I have a good working knowledge. This formal evaluation took 3 whole days of solid questions and answers. It was thoroughly enjoyable though. Needless to say, I was pretty happy with the process. Now, the only downside of these sorts of meetings is meeting food. Don't get me wrong, meeting food is usually tasty. But when something this big happens, it usually means that there are regular breaks and regular opportunities to indulge in scones, spinach and feta rolls, chicken and mayo wraps, freshly cut fruit, and litres of filtered coffee and tea. My weight loss desires took a bit of a back seat, as you can see from this week's graph. So I've had a bit of a busy weekend, but no, not with Christmas shopping, but with podcast recording and uploading. I'm going away for a week soon, and I needed to pre-record 3 podcast episodes so I don't have to worry about them while I'm away. This kept me pretty busy all weekend while the rain was falling steadily across southeast Australia. I won't say where I'm going just yet, you'll find out soon enough. If you don't already subscribe to this blog, the My Thoughts and Stuff, now is probably a good opportunity if you don't want to miss out on that surprise. So in terms of connecting and reconnecting with friends on social media, this week saw a return of Kay to blogging over at Here in the Silence. It is great to reconnect with her and to read her writing. She is such a wonderful person, beautiful in all ways, and a terrific writer of prose and poetry. I've mentioned before the podcasters I hang with online. We've recently moved to Slack as a platform to chat. It offers so many opportunities to share with one another and has the ability to connect with other productivity tools like Trello and Evernote. It's funny, most of the people I chat with on Slack are fellow podcasters, but we tend not to chat that much about the mechanics of podcasting. We normally discuss things relating to food, video gaming, and popular culture. I've mentioned before, but in this group, we have podcasters from Mouthy Broadcast, Zombie Anonymous, Dork Trek, and the Promenade Podcast. Check them out if you dare. Then, of course, it's great to chat with people on Twitter and Facebook. What I like about this is that after getting to know some people, we've built up such a good rapport, we now spend quite a bit of time chatting via Apple Messages or by email or by Twitter direct messages. So finally, this week on the Medical Fun Facts podcast, I'm going to be chatting about tetanus. The show drops on Monday night at 7 p.m. Canberra time. You can listen through your favourite podcatcher, or watch an Apple keynote presentation on the YouTube channel, or read the show notes at the Medical Fun Facts podcast. Thanks very much. I'll catch you later. Bye.